So, Lisette, you're here to talk about your complete revision system for IFAs. Now, you're going to have to say, tell, you know, the people like me, what is an IFA?
An independent financial advisor.
Okay. So why would they need to be, if they're already an independent advisor, why would they need to be?
Because the government is, there's this new regulation coming in, and everybody trading as a financial advisor needs to pass exams up to a particular level before the end of 2012, or they're not allowed to trade anymore.
Right.
And many, many people who have indeed been operating as a financial advisor need to do a lot of exams, in some cases, many cases, six exams.
Okay.
And given that they've already got full-time jobs, they're already looking after their clients, they've probably got families and, you know, a life,
it has been
very difficult for many of them to fit in doing revision for these exams. More than that, many of them haven't been anywhere near a classroom for decades.
Mm.
And on top of that, most of them have never been shown how to revise.
Right.
If you put all of that together, they're finding they've not got enough time to do what they need to do. When they do have the time to do it, it's not working.
Yeah.
And there's been a very low pass rate. Last year, last April, I think it was, the NMBA said that it was 46% of people taking exams were passing.
Gosh,
it's a bit higher than that now. It's close to 50%, but that ain't enough.
Yeah.
And, you know, their jobs are on the line. They've most of them probably got mortgages like the rest of us. And, you know, many of them have got kids at university, you know, and big commitments, and they don't know how to pass their exams. What they're doing isn't working, and they haven't actually got an alternative.
Do you think that some of that is because they've actually got out of the habit of this of studying? You know, they presumably have university degrees and had to pass those. So
well,
what
actually,
kind
they
of
haven't. They haven't by any means, no.
Okay. Oh, that's just, you know, my assumption that they'd be accountants or something
like that.
Well,
that's partly why the government is stepping in and insisting on this regulation.
Right.
They're really trying to tighten up on that. So these exams are the equivalent of a diploma.
Okay.
Like an A-level. So it's not that they're not capable of doing it, it's just that they've not had to do it up until now.
Right.
So, you know, as I say, the children who are coming through schools now have usually been given some sort of help with how to revise.
Mm-hmm.
But my generation,
we
weren't.
No.
I muddled through. What I did was good enough, and that was the end of that.
Yeah.
And you know, for some people, that's just not good enough.
Mm-hmm.
And then you know, I've got colleagues who got the impression that they weren't very bright. Well, that's not true at all. It's just that they didn't have a good strategy, that's all.
Yeah. Well, because, I mean, obviously, it's like with anything. Some people have a good strategy and then things work. But if you've never been taught or you never even questioned it...
Or never stumbled upon it.
You know, it's like, you know, you see some people and they're, you know, studying all over the place and music blaring out and so... I guess some people can really study like that, but for
with
other people...
With certain types of music.
Yeah, some people can't, and so
they're
not giving themselves a good opportunity.
That's right.
And my guess is as well, if they're, you know, they're probably in their 30s, I should say, maybe even older than that, you know, they're probably thinking, well, I know it all, so why do I have to pass
exams?
That's
the other thing.
You know,
a lot of people I come across are quite resentful they've got to do it at all, that they feel they've been operating perfectly well without having to prove.
Yeah.
And, of course, when they look at their very, very thick course manual, you know, one per exam, it's packed full of very dry information. You know, it just fills them with anxiety when they even look at it.
Yeah.
And, yes, of course, they know a lot of the information in there, but, of course, that's not enough. They need to know the information in the way that it's set out in there to pass the exam.
Right, right.
So half the problem is that they think they already know it and they're fooling themselves that they don't need to do very much work. And that's what I've got people who have failed the same exam three times.
Right.
And they're given duff information as well sometimes on their courses. You know, when they go off and do a day's worth of mortgage or insurance or whatever, very often the course leader will say to them, OK, now go home and read and reread your course manual.
Mm.
Now, we know because of research and neuroscience, that's a surefire way to send a brain to sleep.
Yeah, absolutely.
It don't work.
No. So in a way, you're working with people who believe that they should do this and do it quite easily, or why should they do it at all? So the question is, how do you engage them? But how do you engage these people who are already a bit resistant and think that they know it all into your, I think you call it a process?
system. Yes, it's a complete system, complete revision system. I'd love to tell you a little bit about that later on.
Absolutely.
But basically, I just want people to understand there is an easier, better, more fun way. And the more fun you can make it, the more they're at least listening to see what the possibilities are.
Brilliant. So it's all about learning that's fun and easy. And we're going to come back after the news and you're going to give us a real insight into how that should work. So this is Christina Bikini on the BizBuzz show Monday afternoon. Our email address is studio@marlowefm.co.uk if you want to send any questions in. Lisette, who's basically designed a system for helping IFAs to pass their exams, and we've had a great question in, obviously understanding that IFAs are very respected and they deserve, you know, they're independent and linked with families. The question was, if an IFA were to fail some of their exams, do they have to inform their current clients? Can they retake? And do they have to not work while they retake? I mean, do they have to presumably not work? Do you know the answer to that?
They, as far as I'm aware, they can retake as often as they like. It's up to them. I think I've got that right. You know, right. As I said earlier, I know of people who've taken the same exam three times. It costs them money every time they do it.
Ooh.
And it's costing them time because every time they're taking the same thing over and over, they're not moving on to the next exam.
Yeah. Okay. So they have to pass one exam before
No. They can take them, you know, virtually any order they want to, I believe.
Okay.
They've just got to get them done and passed before the end of 2012.
Gosh.
After 2012, that's when they won't be allowed to trade anymore unless they've got the exams.
Okay, so this really is quite an impetus for people to get this done, and I guess...
The stakes are very, very high. There's, you know, there's a lot to lose by not passing them.
So my question for you is, where did your interest in helping these people to pass their exams, you know what I mean? You saw, there's a little niche in the market here. You know, what was it that caused you? I mean, are you an IFA? Have you been an IFA? Do you know any IFAs?
See, you've got to remember, it's not the content of the exams that I'm teaching. It's the process of revision, the structure of revision. So once somebody knows how to revise, especially for their own preferred learning style, they can apply that to learning anything. And in fact, you know, I'm targeting IFAs, but it's relevant for anybody taking exams.
Okay.
And the Genius Material website is catering for professionals taking exams. I have a teenage website, thegeniusinme.co.uk.
Okay.
And that's for teenagers, but this is for any professionals taking exams. I'm targeting the IFAs. I came about it a circuitous route, I guess. I taught for 20 years.
Okay.
I then retrained in cognitive hypnotherapy, NLP, we were talking earlier, and New Code NLP in particular, and a few other things besides. All these things helping people to use their brains in a better way to get the results they want. Mm-hmm. And I found that I was attracting a lot of teenagers who were falling behind at school because of difficult medical conditions.
Okay.
And I was helping them get over really nasty things like anorexia and ME and, you know, awful things like that. And also teaching them how to revise. So when they went back to school, they hit the ground running and got the grades they needed to go to their first choice universities. And a colleague said to me just over a year ago, you know what you're doing for teenagers, you know, you really should be doing that for IFAs, and then explained what the circumstances were. I had no idea.
Okay.
And then she went ahead to introduce me to the right person.
always helpful.
Yeah, and as a result of that, that was the NMBA, as a result of that, he introduced me to four large insurance companies who sponsored me to do some of the stuff that I'm doing.
Brilliant.
So AXA Wealth, Prudential, Zurich and Partnership have all supported what I'm doing. And so that's how I reach IFAs, because they're letting them know that this exists for them.
And did they ask you to do any pilots? I mean, did they just accept that what you were saying was correct, or did they test you out? I mean, you know, because I could be Wacky Jane going and saying, well, not that anyone called Jane is wacky, but, you know, I could be Wacky Jane instead of Wacky Christina, saying, oh, I can help you to do this. And, you know, how would people...
They just about bit my hand off.
Right.
I wanted a pilot group to test the website and the mechanisms in the website. There's two bits of programming in there.
Right.
One is the online questionnaire, which profiles somebody for their learning type and therefore generates the correct ebook teaching them how to revise. The other bit is the world's first bit of programming, which organizes their revision. So can I tell you a bit about that?
Yes, please. Please do.
Human beings are hardwired to forget. physiologically, we're pretty much the same now as we were 10,000 years ago when we lived in caves, when it was vitally important that we forgot where the herd of deer were 2 weeks ago, but remember where they were this morning. Mm. Our survival depended on it, and we're pretty much the same now. So we'll tend to forget stuff unless it occurs to the unconscious part of the brain. There's a metaphor for you.
Yeah.
The unconscious part of the brain, the automatic part, that it's vitally important to our survival. And revision doesn't come into that category.
Oh.
So there we are, forgetting as fast as we're learning. And the average person will forget what they've revised, well, forget 80% of what they've revised within 2 weeks. So you need to organise yourself. You need to use a particular sequence of repetition, so you go back over the stuff you've already learnt. There's a way of doing it really quickly, so it's not onerous. But what is onerous is organising that.
Oh.
Unless you use my magic piece of software, which does that for you automatically, which means that there's no excuse for not attending to that vital part of learning. And it means that people are passing their exams in the 70s and 80%. So I ran a pilot group for 4 months, and everybody using the Genius Material System passed their exams.
So when you talk about this program, is it, when you said it's a program of organizing, what is it organizing? The material and how they should learn it in a sequence or something. It's just, you know, I'm just curious about that. You know, is this theoretical stuff? I need to understand it in a different sort of way, I think.
The complete system consists of lots of different parts.
Okay.
So as I said, we start with an online questionnaire, so that gives you the right ebook. All the information is in there on how to revise, especially for the way that your brain prefers to process, store and retrieve information.
Mm-hmm.
There are also training videos on the website where I go through the same information, elaborate on it, give lots of different examples. And all the examples that I use are from their training manuals, so it really is bespoke to IFAs, although you can apply it to any profession.
Mm-hmm.
I also do weekly webinars, live webinars, so people can talk to me during the webinar, and I'm just teaching them a technique that would be useful to them, or going through the keys of learning, or explaining how the calendar works. Then there's this piece of software that organises their revision. They've got to do the revision.
Oh, yeah.
But you see, the other thing is that human beings tend to remember short bursts. Mm. If you can divide your revision time up into short chunks, then you've got much, much better chance of remembering what you're doing, because that's the way the brain prefers to do stuff, all of us, you know, human beings. And that fits in nicely to a very busy professional's working week.
Yeah.
They may not be able to take a week off from work or spend the whole weekend revising, but fortunately that's not the way the brain likes to do stuff.
Yeah.
But if you're dividing things into short chunks, you've then got to keep tabs on what to go back to and when. Yeah. And that's where this piece of software comes into its own.
So this is my question. Do people have to be reasonably procedural? I mean, would that work for somebody like me who's off the scale into, you know, a bit of this, a bit of that, doing this? I have a hopeless memory. Maybe that's why. I'm completely unable to do the same thing twice almost, you know.
But this is ideal for somebody like you. So it suits somebody who's procedural and likes structure.
Yeah.
But it also suits people who could do with a bit more of that in this regard, because it does the organising for you. It will remind you every day, oi, you've got to go and quickly revisit the following subjects.
Ah, brilliant. So have I had to write that down somewhere so that it knows?
No. You just enter it into the system, press go, and it does the rest for you.
Oh, I like this system. Well, this is Christina Bikini on BizBuzz, Monday afternoon at Marlow FM on 97.5. And in the studio, I have Lisette with me talking about her magic system, I think you use the term magic system, for helping IFAs to pass their exams. And at that point I was asking, well, how do you know they're passing their exams? What evidence do you have? Prove it to me.
Well, as I said, we were running a pilot group for 4 months, and over the last few weeks I've been catching up with each and every one of them to find out how they've done their exams. And on my testimonials page, I've got lots of photographs of them and quotes they've sent to me, and even videos I've taken of them talking about their experience of using it. And you'll see on the website, you know, there are people who are saying they've failed their exam several times in some cases and gone on to pass with 82%, you know, 79%, you know, really comfortably and solidly. And now they've got a way forward. So they're just going to take each of the exams they need to take. Yes, they have to work hard, but now they know how to do it, they know they're going to make a difference. Because we human beings thrive on learning new stuff and all these aha moments. Isn't that what we were talking about earlier, Wendy?
Absolutely.
And, you know, we love learning new stuff. Mm. We don't like it if it's too hard, and we don't like it if it's too easy. So something now that has appeared up until now as just too hard is now appearing as perfectly possible. And I'm actually cutting a lot of their revision time out. If you're doing something that's not working very well, you've got to do a lot of it to make any headway at all. And now that they know exactly what to do, when they sit down to revise, they're being effective, which means they don't have to sit down quite as often as they did before.
And, you know, so if an IFA is taking six exams, say, do they go through your system every time? Because presumably they don't do them all together. Do they, you know, listen to your system and for the first exam, then revisit it for the second? Or once they've got the hang of your system, are they then able to apply it to all sorts of other things? I'm just curious.
The challenge for me was to persuade these overworked, short of time people to give me some of their time, some more of their time.
Yeah.
On the promise that if you can just give me a little bit of your time, I will show you straight away how to save yourself loads of time and be effective.
Yeah.
So my job was to create something for them where they can get the answer, boom, straight away, but then support them with extra information and more good quality stuff that was going to help them even more. So the more time they've got to dip in and out of the resources I've got, the better and better is the quality of their revision. However, they're staying with me just to use the online revision calendar, that bit of software I was talking about that organises their revision, because that's a no-brainer. So in next to no time, they're given the information they need so they can go off and start making better revision notes. And there's no prizes for making beautiful notes. It's about, for each individual, the revision notes you're making, are they working for you? They either are or they're not. So once they've got to the place where they are working and they are remembering consequently everything they intend to remember, you know, they've got the secret and they can carry on using that then in each of their exams. Most of them take one exam at a time, not all of them, because there are so many overlaps with information in the exam. Sometimes they take more than one at the same time.
Which I guess, you know, to me, of course, there's more than one, that's, you know, lots. But I suppose youngsters at school are taking six exams over a period of time in the summer. So, you know, our brain is capable of doing that, although sometimes I wonder if mine is. But certainly it must have been at one time capable of you know, taking all sorts of different information from different places.
But, you know, we're out of the habit. As we get older, we're out of the habit.
It's the habit, really.
And the nice thing about this is that because I've got loads of other resources on the site for fun and interest, I'm encouraging them to take an interest in the process of learning, to give their unconscious mind the distinct impression that it's fun and interesting as well as important, because then their brain will start going, oh, okay, right, I got the hang of this, I see, and then start sucking up the information. You know, when we do have to sit down and revise for an exam, I think most of us find that our process speeds up as we get the hang, get back into the swing of what we're doing. But that's always supposing that anybody knew how to revise in the first place.
Yeah. And, you know, I remember you saying earlier that, you know, different people have different ways of learning. And I know that my way of learning is very kinesthetic. I have to do it.
Yeah.
So, you know, that doesn't make it necessarily that easy reading books and that, because I have to put it into practice. What's the difference between somebody who can read stuff and absorb it and understand the theory of it so they can pass their exams and somebody that has to actually have done it
I'm
that
really pleased that
great.
You brought that up, because it's very often the kinesthetic people who struggle in school. When you're in primary school, it's all hands-on, it's all colourful, it's all water and sand and containers and actually doing it, and then you can just see, it's obvious. As we get older, we tend, you know, not to sit in rows necessarily, but we tend to watch the front. There was a policeman who came to see me. You know, I was mentioning that this applies right across the board. A policeman had already failed his exam twice already and had still managed to persuade them to let him sit it a third time. You really had to work hard for that. Now, he was somebody who was a doer. He's somebody like you who would have done really well on the generation game.
Yep.
When you're watching somebody create something, make something, cook something, watching and copying.
Yeah,
now,
absolutely.
So he actually would have been absolutely ideal on the beat, just a perfect people person, but not very good at sitting in rows and watching the overhead projector. And he was a bit of a squiggler. You mentioned that you were a bit of a squiggler. He was squiggling his notes and have his hand wrapped by the invigilator. You know, you're not supposed to do that. So So very often, people who are good at doing stuff actually begin to get the distinct impression at secondary school that they're not very clever.
Mm, yeah.
It's not that, it's just they've got a different way of processing things and school isn't necessarily suiting them quite as well. So the whole point of this is you get the information given to you however you get it.
Mm-hmm.
You're either in a lecture situation or you've got a book or you've got an audio tape, whatever it is that you've got, it's what you do with that information, how you manipulate it and organise it such that it then goes into your brain and stays there. Mm-hmm. That's really important. Mm-hmm.
That absolutely sounds so brilliant, because I can see many, many times and places and things that that would really be useful for. So are you trying to find other people other than IFAs who will use your system, or is at the moment, is it mainly IFAs?
Well, as I say, the examples that I use, so I will explain how to do something. Then I will take a concrete example out of their course manual and show them how to manipulate that information in the way that I've just been talking about. So there's nothing left for them to guess. It's step by step. They absolutely come away knowing exactly what to do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm taking examples out of their course manuals. But I have people all around the world, actually. The last one to join up was a student in Hawaii.
Brilliant.
And he's not an IFA, but he absolutely gets that what I'm talking about applies to any subject, and boom, he's in there making the most of it.
Brilliant.
So yeah, it'll apply to anything.
So if anybody wants to get hold of you, how would they do that?
The website for the professionals is genius-material.com.
Mm-hmm.
Genius-material.com. And if you go to the website, there's a way to contact me there. It is info@genius-material.com. If you're a teenager, it's thegeniusinme.co.uk.
Oh, yeah.
All those words are run together, no hyphens there. Thegeniusinme.co.uk.
Brilliant. Well, I really want to say thank you so much for coming in and talking to us.
Thank you for having me.